must have been cooling in my shadow. Never had sunlight on your face.
How many places did we take a film?
You were content to let me shine. You always want a step behind.
Please just let go of whatever it is that's holding you down. Let go of whatever, anything bothering you, whatever. And just get into church and let the Spirit fill you. Let God fill you. And just enjoy as she brings us into church. Welcome back,
say the Lord's Prayer together. Anybody ever think about who you're praying to? I pray that as I read, just before we say it, I pray that this opens up your heart, opens up your eyes to a different way to pray. You know, we always stand up and say, Our Father who art in heaven, and we just don't. So I'm going to read you from a vision from Daniel in the Old Testament. Daniel said, I watched till the thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. Who is the Ancient of Days? God the Father. And he was seated, George. That means he is, amen? He was seated. If he was just a spirit, he wouldn't have to be seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. The purity, the brightness of the Lord was so pure that these mortal words cannot describe him. His throne was like a fiery flame, his wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came from forth before him. Now listen, when you say, Our Father who art in heaven, listen to what's happening as you're praying. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000s times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated. When you say, Our Father who art in heaven, that's who you're praying to, sitting on that throne. Tens of thousands of angels ministering to him, amen, praising him, amen. So when you stand up, your voice gets added to where? The throne. And listen, he said, I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man. Who would that be, Sergio? But Jesus. Hallelujah. Coming with clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days. He came to his Father, and they brought him near before him. And then to him was given the dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, how many? All nations, how many? And all languages should serve him. His dominion is everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Now let's stand up and pray to that God in heaven. Your Father in heaven, now that you have a visual, let's start it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who... Hallelujah. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Be seated. That's your Father. That's a visual. Now you have a visual. On who? God. So when you start talking to God, you realize there's angels, thousands of angels around him and around Jesus. And when you put your name up there and you start talking to him, they hear you, amen? And God hears you, amen? That's who you're praying to. There's a show on called Search for God. I'm telling you, this is the God you want to search for, amen? You want to find this God, because with this God you have love, amen? With this God you have joy. With this God you have peace. With this God you have comfort. And with this God, you have forgiveness. For who? For you and for others, amen? Hallelujah. Let's read together out of your bulletin. Psalm 46. Welcome back, by the way, John. Welcome back. I forgot the Lord's Prayer last week, but I was really smart and said I did it on purpose, and we said it later. And Dave bought it. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
That's a lot, right? Amen. You got your troubles. And you know, you got your troubles and the things we're all going through, and that's why the church helps each other. That's why you come to church, to have unity, have family. Whatever you're going through, we're going to go through it with you. We're going to hold you together. And thank God that the earth hasn't been removed yet, or the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. But our trouble feels that way. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling.
There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
Hallelujah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth.
Hallelujah. Be still. Be what?
Still.
It's the hard part, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Give him praise, church. Be still and know that I am God. And whose God is he?
Mine.
Hallelujah. Do you claim him?
Yes.
You love him?
Yes.
What a great God we serve. And you know, by serving doesn't mean that we get on our knees every day and serve. We love him. We tell others about him. We teach others about him. We build each other up with his word. We serve him. We serve him by spreading his what? His word. And the testimony today is from me. I got somebody came to me last week and said, Pastor Larry, you have helped me. Just coming into this church and hearing you preach and hearing you talk about God and hearing you give me strength to change me. You have blessed me. And that is the blessing that I pray for as a pastor every single Sunday. That I move you, Sergio. That I move you closer to God. Away from the doubters. Away from the unbelievers. Because there's millions of them. Away from your troubles. Because we all have them. Amen? We all have them. And I pray and I thank God that somebody comes up to me and says, because of your word, because of your teaching, because of your preaching, that I have been moved to come to church. I have been moved to hear more of the word. And you know, this church is not full of my friends. Amen. They are now. But this church is full of people from other churches. How many 2 years ago were in another church? How many 5 years ago were in another church? You see what I'm saying? This church moves. These are people who want to hear the word of God. Amen. The second I stop preaching the word of God, these people will leave because they understand. Amen. God is good. But we need to stay focused and preach the word. And the testimony is when people say, I come here because I feel something. My friend Bill is in here today, him and his wife Robin, and he says, I feel a peace when I come to your church. I said, Lord, I got to pray that your wife has a different job on Sundays because he'd be here every Sunday. I have another friend, his name is Reverend Bob. Anybody remember Reverend Bob? He comes and he stands in the front with a suit and he says, I call your church an oasis. An oasis away from the world. And I say, thank you, Jesus. Not because of me, but because I stay on his word. Amen. And I thank God because I need that. I need that as a pastor. I need to know that as your pastor, that I am where I need to be and you are where you want to be because the word is getting into your heart. Amen. Because I want to change your life. I want to change your life through his word. I don't want to sell you on something. I don't want to offer you something. I don't want to bribe you. But I want to teach you every week that you come back next Sunday and said, you know, I actually let go of something and it worked. I did what the Bible said to do and it worked. Amen. That's the testimony. And that's my responsibility. And I accept it. I prayed for years to be here. Something really interesting happened this week. So, do you know there's some kind of an election going on or something? I don't know. But somebody was invited to the Vatican. And the news was, he's invited to the Vatican. I said, that's it. And then I found out. Because I figured, well, that's pretty nice that the Pope invited one of these people to the Vatican. Then I found out this morning it wasn't the Pope. And it wasn't the Vatican, it was a bishop who has a different part of his ministry. And I said, well, isn't that interesting? Because I didn't hear that until I dug a little deeper and I heard Father John on this morning's TV. And I said, see, that's where the church can get in trouble. See, because this person was invited. And so everybody assumed that it's the who? And he has nothing to do with it. In fact, Father John said he probably doesn't even know about it. See, that's the important part of the ministry, see? That's the important part of anything that goes on that the head doesn't know about, the head gets blamed, amen? That's why in this church we have to stay in the Word of God. We have deacons. We have deacons here who do the Word, amen? Who help me, amen? They're extensions of me because I can't do it alone, amen? But if they choose to do something in the ministry without me knowing, and it fails, guess who gets blamed? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why it's just like the Secretary of State and the Secretary of War. Amen. In politics, the Secretary of State, they can't go somewhere and promise something without who knowing about it. And why? Because he's what?
The head.
Amen. See? You see, that's how it works. The deacons are not the ministry. They're part of me, an extension of the ministry. Amen. Their calling is to support and build the church up. But if any decisions are made, they have to, not that they can't make decisions, but they have to let me know about the ministry decisions. And now the other part of it is the elders, Kim. Elder Pat is, I've been praying for elders and I believe we're going to get two more. I believe we are. I've been praying. But elder, according to the Bible, Bunny, the elders are where you go for prayer. The Bible says, go to the elders of the church, Miss Pat, and they will pray for you. They will pray for you, and you're doing it the way the what says?
Bible.
The Bible says, not your pastor, not anybody. So the Bible says, go to the, she should be, you should be around her like flowers around the sunshine. Because you want to do it the way the Bible says, go to, that's why I keep praying for more elders, because she can't do it herself. Amen? No matter how much we pray together. And see, we're building a church. And Dave Wilkinson gave me this chance. And I owe every single day my life, for the rest of my life, to Dave for opening a door for me that I prayed about. And I, for five, you know, this is our 5 years now. And let me tell you, for the first couple of years, we suffered together. Boy, I learning lessons and I was giving opinions. My best friend in life, my friend Greg, said to me one day, you're giving a lot of opinions. And I had to stop and I listened to you. I still give opinions once in a while, but every time I do, I think of you. Because we had to grow together, amen? And people weren't coming because we weren't ready, amen? But I feel like the Word of God is working today. I feel like we're on the right path because of what people are coming to me. And I feel like you're the family. You're the church. But you are more important than anything else because you are the body. And this is his what? His bride, Bill Kohler. This church is his bride. You've got your bride sitting next to you. You love her. Amen? She needed a new pair of shoes. You'd get it for her, right? She was sick. You take care of her. Amen? This is his bride. Mm-hmm. And we all need to be so tight in the Word because he's not going to acknowledge anything out of the Word. Amen? He's not going to allow anything out of the Word. But we're building now. We're building now. We're going to have those, what we talked about, and we're going to do those because I'm excited now. We have something to work on. For like a couple of years, we were just happy to have church open. Now we got gardens and hallelujah. We got a bell, you know. Do you know we got a bell? You didn't hear the bell, there. The only problem is you can't hear it from in here. Last Sunday, I walked our five-year anniversary, and Dave stopped me up front, and he rang the bell, and tears came into my eyes. We have a bell. We have our own. So later on, they'll ring it for you outside. Praise the Lord. So good things are happening, amen? But we have to just absolutely stay focused on the way the Bible says to do it, amen? We have to stay that this is a church. This is his bride, amen? And we all have to come together, and I know that I'm not your boss. I don't ever want that job. But I am the one held responsible at the end if the church fails. Just like the Pope doesn't have any idea. Well, I was told that he does. I don't know if he does or not. I shouldn't say for sure. But I'm saying that that's what happens when one thing happens that somebody else doesn't know about. Now everybody's saying that the Pope invited this person. Why would he do that? And he didn't. Understand? But see, it came to the Pope. Nobody ever mentioned it. You just assumed. And if anybody ever saw The Odd Couple of years ago, you know what happens about that. So praise God. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that we have this book. This beautiful book that teaches us and tells us and shows us things that we can study and things that we can learn and things we can read and get deeper and deeper. We can find history in this book. We can find health in this book. We can find peace in this book. We can find comfort in this book. Because this book brings us to church. And when we find a church all about you, then we have something more than we ever had before. A family in Christ. A family with God and godly people who don't judge. Unbelievers, they don't understand. I get that. People who don't know you don't understand, and I get that. But believers understand what it means to be Christ-like. It means that we still fail every day, but we want to walk stronger the next day. We want to learn from that the next day. We want to do better the next. We want to walk in a way that changes not only our lives, but everybody around us. Hallelujah. So Lord, thank you for this book. Thank you for your teachings. Thank you that if folks just opened up and read something and got interested, they might have a week of just reading other things to find out. And every time they read, they'll find that this word is true, whether it be history, whether it be science, whether it be astrology, whether it be about the ocean and the waves in the ocean and the currents of the ocean. It's in here. They would find it, that it's true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the peace. Lord, I lift each and every one up here today. We have our prayer night coming. Let them know that it's going to be a powerful night because we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray believing. Bring your prayers. Bring your heartfelt prayers to us. We'll all pray together. We'll lift each other up together. We'll help each other. There's people helping one another. I know this person. I know this person. This can help you. With God, there's always a way. Hallelujah. With God, it's always more. With God, there's always an answer. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, what you've done in our lives to this point, and all you're going to do in our lives. And we just walk closer to you and focus on you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the sons of God. Let us all reach for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Prayers. Amen. Give them praise, church. Thousands of angels around the throne of our God. How great is your God? Just read that over and over. That vision of your God. Amen. He's not in the church building. Amen. He's not hiding behind a wall. He's up there waiting for us. He's a great God. Your God is a great God. Amen. When you're all kids. Hallelujah. Thank you. Remember when you were kids and the neighbor kid said, my father can beat up your father. Anybody ever say that? Come on. My dad's a better fisherman than your dad. Our father in heaven's the greatest. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our God. I'm going to read from the Old Testament for the next couple of weeks because I want to show you the volume of material in the Old Testament that helps us that today, 2016, is today. Amen. That it's just so wonderful that if you want to search and read about history and read about life, you go back to the Old Testament and see, amen, that it still works for 2016. Are you with me? Next week, I want you to tell friends, and next week, because I had it all for today, and I in the middle of the night, God said, it's way too much. So next week, we're going to talk about where. If people say, how could God allow what's happening today, amen, with the countries being run the way they are and all those things going on? I want to take you back in the Old Testament and show you when it started and how it started, amen? So tell friends to come next week because it's very historical and it's very interesting because we're going to stay in that Old Testament. I believe that there's so much wealth there. Are you with me? Okay. Thank you. Then Moses said to the Lord, who did he say it to? See, you say to me, God, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Moses is telling God, you're saying to me that you know me by my name, and that I found grace in your sight. Now he said, therefore I pray, I do what? Hallelujah. If I have found grace in your sight, Lord, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight. Hallelujah. What a beautiful prayer. Amen. Show me your way now, Lord. Show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight. What a beautiful prayer to start with. And he said, and consider this nation as your people. And God said to him, he said, my presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. I will give you what? Hallelujah. That means sometimes we do too much. Amen. Sometimes you work too hard. God's saying, you know what? Sometimes I have to give you rest. That's a healing. Then he said to him, Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Three lines. If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Understand what he's saying there, Gary. Moses is telling God, okay, but if you don't come with us, don't bring us up. If your presence isn't with me, don't, we're not going. If you tell God today, I want to do this or I want to do that, but if you don't go with me, I ain't going. Amen. I'm not going to go where you don't want me to go. I'm not going to go somewhere where you're not going to be with me. He's telling, and that's so important in life. If you just start that, say today, you know, I want to do this or I want to do that, and then you start to think that's not where God would want me to be. Then you start saying, I don't want to go there. Because God has a better plan, amen? How many know that God doesn't take things from you? But are you still playing music? Been playing music, and we play music all our lives. He still gives you music, amen? You still root for the Mets. We still have the things that we love. George, you still go fishing. He doesn't take that. You still go hunting with your bow and arrow. He doesn't take things from us, Sergio. He adds when we walk with him. And Moses was saying to him right there, and I have that in yellow, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us from here. He was determined. He said, for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? You see what he's saying? He said, if you don't go with me, then how can I tell others about you? And how can I preach your name to other people and tell other people what you've done for us if you're not here with us? It won't work, amen? Nothing will work, and it won't be right. And I won't be able to tell these people, except you go with us. So we shall be separate. Moses, listen to what he's saying. So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. I think it's important to say right here that God separates no man. Amen? No man. Who separates? Unbelievers. Amen? And God allows them to be unbelievers. He doesn't demand that we love him. He doesn't make us to love him. He's given us free will to love, to find him, to search for him. Amen? So he doesn't send anybody anywhere that they don't want to go. But if you don't want to know him, he doesn't impose himself. If you don't want to know him, he doesn't make you. So you become an unbeliever. Amen? Simply as put. And I say that there's a ministry of unbelief in the world. How many know that's true? We say it all the time. And there's ministers to that ministry of unbelief. And they have wonderful ideas of what Christians are, what the Bible is. And they preach their unbelief to the world. Amen? And the only ones that have separated themselves from God are those. Understand how simple and how loving God is? And he's ready. He's ready at any moment to receive you. You just remember the man on the cross. Today you will be with me in paradise. He didn't know him his whole life. He realized who he was, asked for forgiveness, asked him to be with him, and he was. That's our God. I will also do this thing. He said, your people and I from all the people who are upon the face of the earth, the unbelievers. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. It brings tears to my eyes. I know that you have to understand where I'm coming from, but just can you imagine, David, for 1 minute that God walks up to you and says, you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. If God knows you by name, what kind of a place are you standing in? So wonderful, amen? The victory that you're standing in, if God knows you by name, and he says that to Moses. So the Lord said, I will do this thing that you have spoken, for you, Moses, have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, please. Moses said to God, please, show me your glory. Then God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And he says this, I love this. God said, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Simply means, Sergio, that he decides who gets the forgiveness, not us. You see, people do the most terrible things in the world, and they ask for forgiveness, and God gives it to them because he decides. Amen? Amen? God is the decider, and he's telling them, you can't rule me, you can't lead me, you can't be said. He said, I will be gracious on who I will be gracious and have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Then he says to Moses, but he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. It means great that God I read about, the Ancient of Days with the white hair, if we were in his presence for a millisecond, we would die because the grace is so beautiful. The beauty, the purity, the blessing, what's the right word? We don't have a right word, do we? Because it's so great. The awesomeness of his presence. Amen? Yes. We couldn't stand in his grace. Amen? We couldn't stand in front of him and look at his face because in our fleshly bodies, we would just melt away. the awesomeness of God. And he's saying, no man can see my face. For that reason, amen. We will see his face to face someday, amen. At the resurrection when we're up, we will be with God, amen. And we will be, amen, made in his image. Of course we will. But he's saying no person, at least in flesh and blood, can see his face, because it's just like looking at the sun. Only thousand times greater. The purity, amen, of the Lord. I love that. He said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And listen to what he says. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Isn't that awesome? Does that song, the cleft, what's the song? Yeah, in the cleft. I never quite understood that until I read that little, you know, understand, he, you know, in the safe, in the cleft of the rock. And I just think it's awesome. He said, you won't, but I'll cover you with my hand as I pass by, and then you can look and see me walking away. You can see me in all my glory walking away. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? I just think it is. In search of God. God is. Amen. God told Moses, I am who I am. I love that. Jesus tells us that all are welcome. Who's welcome? All. How many?
All.
God says you can pray for all things. How many things? All things will be added. Isn't that a wonderful word? All things. That's who's God. Hallelujah. All are welcome. The God of the Bible teaches us love, peace, joy, and forgiveness. And sometimes, Karen, you have to forgive yourself first. You have to look in the mirror and say, you know, I've been really bad. Lord, I ask for forgiveness, and realize the reflection that God has said, you're forgiven. I love you. Go and sin no more. Amen. And then you can forgive others. You're in a place where you've received forgiveness from him, so it passes on. That's our God. Isn't that? That's God. That's in search of God. Not a God, but God. Are you with me? People pray to so many things. You all know that, right? They pray to spirits. They pray to animals. They pray to the stars. They pray to the galaxies. They pray to so many different things. They have so many different churches praying in so many different ways. And I say this, in my humble opinion, God created the stars. He created the galaxies. He created this earth. He created the animals. He created the things that they're praying for. So why don't you just pray to the Creator? Are you with me? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what happens. This is what happens. The further we get, George March, from the Bible, the further we get from Jesus, the time of Jesus came, the further the years pass, it's harder to believe. Amen. The further we get from the Bible, we see great cities being built. We see great countries being built. We see so many things happening. Technology. We can fly in space now. All these things that we can do. The further we get away from this, it's harder to believe. We think, how can it happen? We think. Say that with me. We think we know better. We think it can never happen now. So what are you talking about? I got television. We think we know the answer. Oh, wait, one more. That we know the answers to life, to space, to creation. We think, now you fill in the blank in your heart and spirit. You don't have to say, but we think all these things. We think God is, and all these churches, all these people think what God is, and that's who he becomes. Amen. God tells us every day, and brothers and sisters who have been coming to this church every Sunday, you're going to hear again what you always hear, because Paul said, I don't care how many times I have to say it. I want to say it over and over again because it's about him. Amen. Friend, the Bible says this. What's those two words again? We think. That's right. The Bible tells us every day, lean not on your own. Well, he's good with that. Isn't God, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass. He puts that little thing in that Lord's Prayer. Everything is fine. Our Father, and give us our daily bread. And then he gets to the word, we got to forgive others. He's pretty good. Now he's telling us one other cute little thing. Lean not on your own understanding. Why? Because it produces confusion. Why? Because it produces doubt, Miss Pat. The more you think about what you know instead of what God's telling you, it just confuses you. And we get so far away from God that it's hard to believe. Doubt separates not us from each other. It separates us from who? Amen. God. We think we know better. We think that all these things are happening now that God can't do what he said he was going to do. Amen? We need to lean not on your own understanding, to trust God, to see God in your life, in your life. You're going to see him in a different way than I am. So you got to see him the way he wants you to see him, the way your mind is, your voice, your ears. He will show you in your way, Miss Elaine. He will show you him in your way so you understand. I receive him. Miss Elder Pat, she receives him. You just have to receive and believe. We're going to have a prayer night that is going to be so powerful, amen, that we're going to have testimonies before we pray of people who of just little things, not the miracles. And every day I give thanks for you, David. Every day I give thanks to God that you're sitting with us now, and we've seen the picture and we enjoy that. But having you here with us is a million times better. We see miracles, amen, the miracles that we're praying for. But I want you to hear testimonies that night of the prayers, the smaller prayers that were answered, amen, today in this church. And that's what's going to be. Because doubt and our own understanding separates us from what God can and will do, amen. So again, I'll repeat Moses' words. If you're not with me, then I won't go. Say that every day to God. Give him praise, church. Hallelujah.
I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairway. One day.
time. Amen. Get stronger today. Be stronger tomorrow. Get yourself ready to receive the blessings. And when you're ready to receive the blessings, when they come, you'll be even in a better place. If you let yourself fall back, when the blessings come, you'll have to recover from that to enjoy the blessings. Just take it one day at a time. One day at a time. Oh, filling in for Deacon Jim, who's filling in for Deacon Chuck, will be President Day. Praise God. They're going to be blessed by having you. That's great. Praise the Lord. We do this in our church every Sunday in remembrance of Jesus. Amen. Just in simple remembrance of Jesus. It's a tradition that we do so that we don't forget. As he took the bread, blessed and broke it, telling the disciples, "This is my body being torn for you and Sergio." They didn't know what he was talking about. You do. And he simply asks that we do this in remembrance of him. Yes. Thank you, Lord. During our prayer service, Miss Joanne will be providing all the music. As we pray for one another and just enjoy each other and come together in groups and just pray believing or just lifting up and just being happy, Joanne will be playing all the music for us. If we know some of the songs, we can sing along. And just a beautiful night in the Lord in our house. Thank you, Lord. I believe God has all the answers. Sometimes I believe he makes you dig a little deeper to find them. Or wait a little longer to get them. Just to that last second when you have nothing left and he finally says, "Good, now I can do what I can do now that you're not in my way fighting me anymore." When you feel like all hope is gone and it's finally just you and God that he can do what he has promised, because your doubt has been removed. You have nothing left. No doubt left, no nothing. And God said, "I will fill you now." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, David. He asked us to do this in remembrance of him. In Jesus' name. It is God who forgives, amen? It is God who forgives our sins. Remember, he said he'll be gracious to whom he will be gracious. Hallelujah. If you think that there's a sin or you want to confess something to God now or just ask him to remove the iniquities in your life today, the things that you fell short about, whatever they may be, just ask him to forgive you. He hears you. And receive. As he took the wine and poured it into a cup, said, "This is my blood being shed for you, according to the book of Matthew, for the remission of your sins." Do this in remembrance of him, is all he asks. Thank you, Bill. Remember, in life, everything is between you and God. He's your comforter. He's your rock, your fortress. Yours. Yours. To love him, to enjoy him, to talk to him, to laugh with him, to cry with him, as he holds his arms around you and just enjoys your company. Thank you, Lord. nobody can take him away from you. No unbeliever, no words, nothing can take him away from you. You think of all the things you've done in your life to this point, that he's been with you every minute, every second, and he loves you. And he's heard every joke you've told, every word you've said, every place you've been, and he loves you. He wants you to be stronger. He wants you to trust him more. He wants you to see that he is with you. And all things will be added. Sometimes if you're waiting for a job, he wants to see how dedicated you'll be to that job before he gives it to you, because you represent him when you walk through that door. He wants to see how dedicated you are to the church you love, because he wants to see, because you represent him. I know that that's been my call, to represent him. I must grow stronger every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember last week we said, let go of those things that are causing you pain and anguish and frustration. Let go of those things and give them to God and watch joy be filled. Thank you, David. What a blessing to my heart to have David give me the wine this morning. I love you. I love you. Men are afraid to say that. I'm not afraid to say that. Thank you, Father. It's all about our Lord and Savior. Sits at the right hand of his Father. Simply asked us, after all he's done for you, to do this in remembrance of him, in Jesus' name. Praise God. You do some kind of favors for your friends and you'd want to remind them over and over again. He just wants you to remember. Give him praise, church.